So on this Shabbat, before we celebrate the 4th of July, thought it'd be interesting just to take a moment or two and to be able to lift up and celebrate some of those folks who have lived at that intersection of American and Jewish identities. If I asked you to name a famous American Jew, who would you say? A famous Jewish American. You can put a name in online, call a name out loud. Who would you say? Who's a famous American Jew? Louis Brandeis. Seinfeld. Alana Kagan, Justice of the Supreme Court. Benjamin Cardozo, very good. Also has a law school named for him. Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax. Hank Greenberg, very good. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg online. Anybody else come immediately to mind? Stephen Sondheim, Albert Einstein, all of these good folks. Leonard Nimoy, excellent. So thanks to our friends at the Institute for Curriculum Services and the Jewish Women's Archive, I have selected eight famous Jewish Americans, none of whom you mentioned, actually, so good on me for picking the right ones, that we might just learn just a little bit about and see the role that they played, what they did as Jews and as Americans, that we might recognize this nexus of Jews in American history. So we'll take our first slide, please. Chaim Salomon was a key figure in financing the Patriot cause during the Revolutionary War. He's been hailed as a financial hero. Did you know there were such things? Financial hero responsible for raising most of the money needed to finance the American Revolution and later to save the new nation from economic collapse. Anybody ever hear of Chaim Salomon before? Most of the time we know the Rothschild name as important Jewish bankers. Salomon is another one as well. All right, second. There we go. Samuel Gompers. Anyone know who Samuel Gompers is? I thought he might be one of the more popular folks, right? Well, major figure in the American labor history. He founded the AFL, now part of the AFL-CIO, in 1886, and he served as its president every year, except for one, until his death. So a very important figure in the American labor movement. Again, a correspondence of American ideals and Jewish ideals as well. All right, third, Leo Frank. Odd to say he's very much in the news these days or in the public zeitgeist, but Leo Frank was arrested in Georgia in 1913 due to anti-Semitism for the rape and murder of a young girl named Mary Fagan. Despite scant evidence, he was convicted and sentenced to death. When additional evidence emerged, however, the governor commuted his sentence to life imprisonment, which angered the folks in Georgia. He was kidnapped from prison and lynched, hung up on a tree until he was dead by a group of white supremacists in 1950. In 1982, you can see how many years later, a witness who was young at the time broke his silence and swore that the real killer was not Frank. And in 1986, Georgia granted Frank a posthumous pardon. Because of the anti-Semitism so laden in this case, it actually led to the creation of the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, which is now one of the foremost agencies fighting against discrimination. And have any of you heard of or seen the Broadway show Parade? Right, currently starring Ben Platt on Broadway, and one of my son's classmates from Fairfax Academy of Musical Theater, so that's pretty cool too. But his story is the subject of the Broadway show Parade right now, and Ben Platt stays in character during all of intermission in his jail cell on stage as well. Leo Frank. All right, fourth American, Jewish American, Vera Cooper Rubin. Anyone hear of her? I'll confess I had not either till, again, the Jewish Women's Archive has an encyclopedia of Jewish women, which is a phenomenal resource. Vera Cooper Rubin, who passed away about 7 years ago, theorized that galaxies clustered and moved in ways that defied the Big Bang theory. She helped prove the existence of dark matter. She was not believed for many years. She was ahead of her time. It took all these other theoreticians and scientists years to catch up with her in her theory, but she found direct evidence confirming that the universe's mass is mostly dark matter. Among her accolades in 1981, she was the second woman elected to the National Academy of Sciences, and she forever changed our fundamental view of the cosmos. The universe out there is not dominated by light and starlight, but one that where dark matter comprises the bulk of the matter of the universe. Anybody study astronomy, astrophysics? Well, then you'll take for granted that I said that she's really cool. Okay, and she is fabulous. Harry Houdini. I tried to find one of him locked in a safe, but you couldn't see his face very well. Harry Houdini was Jewish. He was born in Hungary as Eric Weiss. He was one of the greatest magicians of all time, and he's most famous as an escape artist. But he also was instrumental in debunking spiritualists. Anybody had heard of Harry Houdini? Anybody ever seen the old footage of him escaping from things? Really kind of impressive to be able to do. All right, great. Next one. Florence Zax Melton helped create and support important adult education programs in the Jewish community. She was a founding member of an organization called CAGE, the Coalition for the Advancement of Jewish Education, which for many, many years was the cutting edge of bringing new educational techniques into religious schools, into camps, into Judaism as a whole. She also created the Florence Melton Adult Mini School, which is a two-year certificate program through Hebrew University's Melton Center. She was a philanthropist, she was a visionary innovator, a lay leader for over 50 years. She helped build institutions that improved the quality and broaden the scope of Jewish education throughout North America. Anybody heard of the Melton Schools? A good opportunity to honor Florence Melton for that. Next one. The Warner Brothers. Did you know Warner Brothers is not just a WB and a little shield? There actually were four brothers, right? H.M. Warner, S.L. Warner, Albert Warner, and J.L. Warner. I don't know why Albert didn't get a middle name, but apparently he didn't, right? They were Jewish immigrants from Poland. And they established Warner Brothers Studios and played a key role in the development of the motion picture industry. We know there's an anti-Semitic canard that the Jews run Hollywood, except that, it's not true in and of itself, except that these four fellows and others as well, there were other Jewish pioneers in the motion picture industry for a good number of reasons. But these are, I thought it'd be interesting to see the faces of the actual Warner Brothers. All right, and one more for us for today. Rabbi Sandra Lawson, still alive, still blogging. You can read her stuff even today, born in 1970. She is the first Black and openly gay female rabbi in the world. She received her rabbinic ordination from the Reconstructionist Rabbinical, Rabbinical College in 2018, and actually she has now joined the faculty there, so she is back teaching students there. Through her social media presence, Lawson has become known worldwide as an advocate for racial equity and social justice. She is an activist, she's a public speaker, a musician, and because she is active on social media, bringing Judaism out into the world of online and the cyber world, she is sometimes known as the Snapchat rabbi or the TikTok rabbi. Two titles I do not think I will ever attain, but I'm happy to have her as a colleague and for her to be doing that as well. At some point, some of you are gonna go home and Google TikTok rabbi and you'll see some of the neat things that that she has done. Eight different Jews, Chaim Solomon, Samuel Gompers, Leo Frank, Vera Cooper Rubin, Harry Houdini, Florence Zax Melton, the Warner Brothers, and Rabbi Sandra Lawson. Eight very different folks from different time periods, influencing American life and playing a role in American culture in many, many different ways, in addition to the folks who you named as we started. But that nexus of America and Judaism, right, has proven to be quite fruitful. So just a little bit of learning about some folks we might not know. And an opportunity to sing a little bit using the melody of a friend that we do know, of Beth Schaefer, who wrote a song of children of called Children of Freedom, about the connection of Judaism and America as well. We hope you'll sing with us.
Delivered on shore, still with sand in our shoes, homeward bound, survivors in spirit with nothing to lose, we have found a land, a life, children of freedom see that freedom must always ring, children but yield apple pie, a harvest of peace set on tables of pride. Children of freedom sing, freedom must always ring. Children of freedom rise, preparing the world through freedom's eyes.
Lovely, and thank you, Rachel, for bringing that to us. Rob is off on vacation. He's not there, but it's actually, Rachel and I spent 2 years mostly on Zoom in part teaching Leading Tefillah for our religious school students. So it's nice to have just moments for you and me again.
Yes. That. Thank you.